The plans for rezoning Seminole Heights began 5 years ago. Tim Heberlein, a local activist, attended the Vision Tampa meetings and the previous neighborhood input sessions organized by city officials for Seminole Heights residents. He's excited about the plan.
You know, we have some great restaurants down here, and to see more, you know, light commercial pop up there and something that, you know, different spaces where residents can just walk down there, you know, go grab a drink at Ella's and go to the record store across the street and just be able to walk those neighborhoods, I think is a great idea. It's a great vision for what I see, a place I would like to live in.
In 2008, city planners held a series of workshops where residents, property owners, and business owners were asked to map out a vision for a neighborhood where they wanted to live and work. The plan calls for a new type of zoning called form-based code that relies on neighborhood input for decision-making and will increase population density in the historic district. Bruce Gibson is an architect and a member of the Old Seminole Heights Neighborhood Association. He's concerned that the new zoning categories don't do enough to take local conditions into account.
Well, I think that the general push has been great. It's in the details where it trips up a bit and where there can be places that are very fine grain where decisions need to be made very carefully, and that's where I have the problems with it.
Most residents will not be affected directly by the rezoning. Most of the significant changes will take place along the major corridors of Florida and Nebraska Avenues and at major intersections. However, Gibson is concerned about how some of the rezoning may affect the neighborhood's historic housing.
And to me, it is really an attack on the historic district that you would rezone to that category for a type of building that has no historic precedence.
If approved, the mass rezoning would conclude a pilot project launched during Mayor Pam Iorio's administration as a test case for citywide change in urban development. The city will hold an open house about the rezoning at 6 tonight and at 6 tomorrow at 1400 North Boulevard. For WMNF News, I'm Ella Wind in Tampa.